sometimes it's important to have a log with interesting input and stuff that's lots of people read, but not really.
Just recording background.
Yeah. I'm planning to take over the world.
You know, I was about to say audiobook. You know, when you listen to the audiobook, it is like the radio station at the end of the world. When the apocalypse has come, you know, because some of them are like background noise, others are like the echoes of humans who you feel like maybe are probably dead.
Audiobook is amazing. Audiobook. I went to the audiobook party a couple of weeks ago. Best of the audiobook. They're very nice.
And they have some cool things coming up.
Do they?
I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it?
Yet.
Are you under NDA?
No.
But then you can talk about it. What do they have next?
I just feel a bit bad. In case audio is monitoring every single recording that comes through.
Oh, they probably are.
I use a spin box to find out when anyone uses the word audio boo.
Right, well, hello India.
Hey India. Egypt.
Yeah.
No, they had some interesting ones. They had some video doing things. Demo.
Oh, really?
I think they looked cooler because they were presenting their own big flashy touchscreen, which makes everything look cool. But they also had like personal channels, like personal iPhone apps integrating audio B, which they're rolling out for like Steve for various prominent audio B. So they'll have, yeah, exactly. So they'll have kind of the Steve Vai, which will be based around audio B because he uses it a lot, but it also has tabs on the bottom of his Twitter and his blog and has that. He can sort of decide what he wants on him. And audio are the ones who put it together for him, so they can get the proper
out. And you can really see that on the light, sort of light stars and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. There's a lot of people using audio
for a lot of interesting stuff, because it's amazing and great. And
it
I
is.
Wish they'd give me some money.
I've got to say, the iPhone app is really, really slick. And yes, they should give me lots of money too, because I've got lots of excellent advice. Their website, on the other hand, needs improvement.
Terrible.
They
haven't actually got around to building it yet.
Well, no, clearly. What they need is some kind of...
It's half a website. It's shit.
They need to have some kind of technical expert to come in and, you know, for a modest fee.
Thing is, they've got technical experts coming out of their ass, volunteering time to go along and tell them to... I think the point is, they don't actually care about their website.
Right.
I think eventually they will.
Yeah.
But I think they've got a different idea for how it's all.
That's right. I do wish.
It is a shame. I wish there was an easy way of taking the RSS things and just using it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I follow some people on audio, but I never listen to the stuff they say because I never go to the audio website.
No, why would you?
I've got an iPod Touch, so I never go to the thing.
I want to have that tab thing, you know, booze, or I don't really want to call them booze, audio from people that I'm following, and, you know, I get that, and it shows up on the app.
Haven't they updated it yet?
No, not that I've seen.
I thought, I'm sure I saw an announcement recently where that's maybe it was just when I was on the website. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
I thought they'd done it. Maybe they haven't rolled it out, but that's definitely a thing to do.
I mean, that
it's
would be good.
Thing to do, because rather than listening to the stream of crap that everyone else in the world.
And then they could do a whole bunch of audio shelf stuff, which would be pretty awesome, actually, because I think the world is ready for it now.
Yeah.
Whereas audio has turned themselves into something completely different. So
it's all good. The interesting thing about audio is they've got to pick up their game a little.
Yeah.
Because there's some other good iPhone apps that do exactly the same thing, but also back up the audio locally so you don't lose it every time audio boot crashes, and also let you upload to like an FTP server or wherever you want rather than just audio. So, you know, if they don't make it work so that people don't lose really important interviews sometimes when audio boot crashes and there's no way of getting back what you recorded.
Uploading existing files would also be good. And also GPS granularity, I think, is possibly a very useful thing to stop them getting sued out of existence.
Listening to that audio boo?
Well, it's not. I think we were saying the other day, I mean, it's not just that. HTML5, right, has all this GPS stuff in it. There is no granularity. There is no granularity. So if you either have it off or you have it on and it tells you everyone exactly where your house is.
Yeah.
It seems like it should be Fire Eagle.
You should be able to say, like, you have an option saying, like, 500 meters to my left.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something, where you just, you know, just put it on, like, set the sights off, like, a little fairground. Just set the sights a little bit off so that people just sort of go, I know where you are. And it shoots, like, just over there. You're like, wait a minute, I'm sure I need.
Or just say, you know, I'm in North Oxford. That would be
Fairground.